Blog Talk. You're listening to Faith Leaps on Blog Talk Radio with professional author, speaker, trainer, and workshop facilitator, Alicia Avant. Faith Leaps is a radio show and podcast with the mission of guiding Christian moms to pursue their passion through entrepreneurship. Here's your host, Alicia Avant.
Hey ladies, it's Alicia Avant, and today is another episode of Faith Leaps, and I'm excited because I have not just another guest, but I have a good friend of mine, Vicki Minella, who I was actually with all weekend, so that was just so exciting for me. And I just want to introduce her to you ladies today, and then we'll get started with our interview. Vicki is a professional organizer, productivity coach, speaker, and published author, and she's the founder and president of Beyond Walls. It's a company that helps busy people organize their lives through a systematic approach and offers motivation to set goals and empower their lives. So her company helps individuals as well as businesses, and they incorporate her strategies to achieve more productivity, profitability, and performance. And Vicki is a single mom of three active children that she is very involved with, and she has a number of roles that she plays as she raises her kids single-handedly. And Vicki is our rock star, and she can tell you later about what that means. And I'm just excited to have you on here today, Vicki.
Well, thank you, Alicia, for having me. I'm very excited to be a guest on the Faith Leap show. Been waiting for this time, and it was great to see you this weekend. It was fun to hang out. We live so far apart, and we've gotten to see each other twice in less than 2 months. It's been great.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? That's my favorite thing, is that we actually get to do that. That's unique and new for me because I don't usually get to travel that much. So we've had fun doing that lately. So I want you to tell us on the show, the ladies on the show, a little bit more about yourself and maybe some of the stuff that's not in your bio or anything that you'd like to share.
Okay, well, I will share that. I am busy with my kids. I know that you mentioned that. I really try to do everything based around my mission and values, which ultimately is to be a good mom and raise my kids in a Christian home and teach them that there's so much to life if they embrace it. So the whole reason I'm in the business that I'm in is because I was sick of putting my kids on a school bus, and one morning they got stuck in the rain and they were soaking wet, and somebody got them to school and I had to leave corporate America. Put that call in to your boss to say, I have to go, I have an emergency with my kids. And it wasn't taken as well as it should have been. And that's when I decided that I have to have a business out of my home. I have to do whatever I can to use my strengths and glorify God with what he's given me, the creative abilities that he's given me. So that was kind of my turning point. And from there, I launched my business and left a 12-year role in corporate America and have been running since and haven't looked back.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty much your story of taking a faith leap. So, and that's what this show is all about. The reason I started this show, for those of you that don't know, just to back up a little bit about the reason why I'm interviewing other Christian mom entrepreneurs is the fact that I started this radio show to tell and to interview and to encourage Christian mom entrepreneurs that in taking their faith leap, is what I call it, which is a leap of faith to pursue their passion or their purpose and to profit from that, is that I wanted to share with other moms and encourage other moms to do the same. So that's why we're on the show. And Vicki, I think I know why you love being a Christian mom entrepreneur, but can you share that with us?
Sure. I do love being a Christian mom entrepreneur. I get to surround myself with other like-minded individuals. I can openly talk about my faith and where I know God has me going in life. I don't have to sugarcoat it or take the faith part out of it because it doesn't mesh with somebody's mission or vision or anything. I just get to surround myself with friends that are just like me, that are on a mission just like myself. And the best part is that I get to do all of it around my kids. I get to be able, I'm able to take them to school. I'm able to pick them up. I'm able to partake in field trips. And I'm able to work when I am most creative, which sometimes might be after they go to bed. Sometimes it's before they wake up. Sometimes it's in the middle of the day. But I don't have to worry about a time clock and working only when my schedule says to work. I can be creative at any time. So I love the flexibility.
Absolutely. And I know that we kind of tend to do that. We kind of tend to work when we want to or how we want to. And I have found that that is one of the best parts of being a Christian mom entrepreneur, especially. But it doesn't come with it's not just all easy to do sometimes. And I think that because we all took what we call a giant leap of faith sometimes to be in business, we run into some roadblocks. So first of all, what would you say are your biggest challenges? And then we'll talk a little bit about how you overcome those.
Okay, I would say, I'll start with the biggest challenges. One of the biggest challenges is that I am on my own. So if I don't make the money, there's no one else to turn to and hope that their paycheck comes in. So I have to be on my game about exactly how much I need to make. I need to know my bottom dollar, and I need to know the quickest ways to reach my full potential so that I don't lose everything that I've worked for. So that's one of the biggest challenges. The other one is, and you encounter this daily, it's the whole, how do you juggle being at home and working in a home office and having your kids there and, heaven forbid, make a phone call, let alone sometimes even just complete a text message. So those are definitely some challenges. And I would say overcoming those, one of the greatest things that I have found is that if I start my day off with prayer, it directs my path for the rest of the day. So I may have a bad day. I may get off track. I may encounter things that I completely did not plan for, which I do quite frequently. But if I wake up the next morning and I commit myself to be the very best that I can be, no matter what, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I'm making the most out of the talents that I have. And I'm also teaching my kids along the way that not everything is easy and not everything is planned, and it's not always a storybook life. But if you truly give it all to God each morning, then He's going to take you to heights that you have no comprehension of.
Sorry about that. As I was telling Vicki, I have to mute sometimes because I do have those challenges in my life of having my kids here all the time can be a challenge, even though it's the reason that I do what I do. But as Vicki was saying, I think that one of our biggest, we have all those challenges, but one of our biggest motivations and our biggest successes is that we can rely on God for everything. And that's how we can face each day. Do you have any, speaking of that, the most important part of my day and the most helpful part of my day is that time that I spend with God in prayer, in Bible study, in, reading and things like that. What are some things that you like to read to get that motivation? If it's God's Word, what are some of those favorite scriptures, encouraging words, things like that? What are some of your favorites?
Okay, my favorite ones, well, of course, my Bible. If I am lost, if I am confused, if I'm happy, that is the first stop. That's my first stop every time. From there, in the mornings, I get an email every morning from Joel Osteen, and it's great because it's quick and it's short, but it's always power-packed, and it always gives me something to kind of stretch myself and think about in such a motivating, positive way. So I really like that one. Books, I would definitely say that because of the situation that I'm in with being a single mom, I love Angela Thomas's book, My Single Mom Life, and I read that back in 2006. I was going through my divorce, and it was that book that I committed to still be a Christian mom, whether I was married or not. And I always kind of refer back to that. If I'm having a tough time in a single mom moment, I'll just look at my notes. I'll look when I read. A lot of times I'll underline or I'll highlight. So I've gone back to that a lot, and it refreshes my mind in thinking that, oh, there is another single mom out there that doesn't have a paycheck job, that things always do work out if you just put it up in
there.
Yeah,
right. Well, see, that's what's good to go back to, is having something that can encourage you and speak to you. I tell on the show, I think I've told this every week since I started the show, but having those, like, encouraging words or affirmations, some people call them, in front of you every day. You know, I try to put those verses in front of me on a daily basis. Earlier you mentioned that you have a mission statement for your day, or for your, I don't know if it's maybe your life mission statement or your business mission statement. Can you share that with us again?
I do. I have mission, an overall mission, which is to help individuals and businesses incorporate simple strategies to increase their productivity, profitability, and performance. But On a weekly basis, I kind of have a theme. I will find something that will just trigger me to do some more research, whether it's a motivational quote or even a verse from the Bible, the Philippians 1, verse 6. It says, "I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished." And so sometimes I'll just take a verse like that, and there will be other circumstances through that week that really make me look back on that. And so I kind of think of my mission as a different starting point at different times in my life. So it might be a week where I go off of one verse and I just keep finding more and more that goes along with that verse. So I feel like that's something that I need to be listening to. Other times it's just those wonderful quotes that you see about motivation or about strength. I love those, and I try to keep myself surrounded with those.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. And what I was saying is that I have some of those up on my wall so that I can actually see them on a daily basis and refer back to them. And it helps when the days get a little bit hairy, because we know that every day as a Christian mom entrepreneur is a little different. Can you tell us about your typical day?
Okay, so my typical day is I will now right now we're kind of in our summer mode, and that is a little different. But through this school year, I will get up and get myself ready, because I feel it's very important to be on my toes before everyone else in my house gets up. So I get up, I do come down, I open up my home office, have some quiet time, and sometimes that's the only quiet time, so I embrace that. It seems like that morning time and my shower are many times the only time I have to myself. So I will get my kids off to school, and then I start with appointments, whether it be an appointment to organize someone virtually. I do organizing all over the place, sometimes local, so I'll go to an appointment. Other times I have accountability meetings that I go to. I think accountability is huge. I have an accountability call once a week just to kind of check in with a group of girlfriends and see where everybody's at and see what their goals are for the next week. There's huge power in getting on a phone call each week and saying, okay, this is what I did and this is what I want to do going forward, and surrounding yourself with those like-minded individuals. And then I go to a meeting once a week as well, and I network for about 2 hours with other local business owners, not necessarily professional organizers at all, but other business owners, and we help each other grow our businesses and refer business out. So there are many things that we can do. And then a lot of the evenings are spent doing coaching volleyball or PTA events. I am a PTA president and a volleyball coach, so that uses up a lot of the time. And all of that is done with my kids.
So you definitely are able to fit in. And this is how, honestly, which Vicki is an organizer, so of course she does this very, very well as far as not really compartmentalizing their life, but you are able to put the pieces of your life together to where they work together, like is part of your mission and as part of your purpose statement says they systematically sort of work together. And I know you've helped me with systems and creating systems in your life, and I think that's one of the things as far as this interview and this particular call that people can, that specifically Christian moms who want to pursue their passion or pursue their purpose and still make money from it, which is in our terms, that's being a Christian mom entrepreneur, how to do that and how to, you know, I get asked all the time, and I'm sure you're asked a lot of the time, how do you do everything that you do? And I think listening to your day, your typical day, that kind of shows us you have a plan, you know what you need to do, and you use the time that you've sort of set aside, if you will, to do that. So I think that's something that we can definitely learn from you, is that if you have that in action, that those steps in place, the systems in place, that you can really do everything you need to do. Wouldn't you say?
I agree, and I do have to say that, you know, through the course of time and being on my own as a business owner in the last year, it was very important for me to start saying no to something. So I weigh each yes with a very important question, and that is, does this serve my mission in life? Is this going to ultimately, is it going to be the best use of my time? And sometimes
right,
it has to
right.
be a no. Sometimes it's, oh, well, that seems like a lot of fun. I could do that. That would be great because I'm one of those people that, oh, sure, I can do that. Oh, I can do that. I can do that too. Well,
yeah.
when you say yes to something.
Yeah, we've had that conversation a lot.
Yes, yeah, because every time you say yes to something, you're actually saying no to something else. So when I took on
yeah.
a lot of responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
there were times that I was then saying no to my kids. I was saying, okay, well, mommy's busy. You've got to wait. I'm doing this volunteer thing. Well, that's not exactly fulfilling my purpose as being a good mom. So I had to take a step back and just really evaluate what was I doing, and was it the best use of my time to make me ultimately a good mom?
Right, because that's the reason that you're doing what you're doing in the first place. So, you know, and I can see that, you know, in my own life, I question stuff all the time. Well, why did I do this? And many times get in the midst of it and realize, oh, I shouldn't have said yes to this because now it's making all these other things in my life, you know, a little bit more difficult to do when before they were easier. So it makes sense to ask yourself that question at the beginning. In fact, you've taught me a lot about asking yourself specific questions about, how, you know, about things as I plan my day and things like that. And in fact, since we I wanted to share with the listeners that I have changed. I meant to do this at the beginning and got sidetracked with my thoughts about what my kids were doing at the point in time. But I wanted to share with my listeners that I did change this show from a 60-minute show, which is an hour-long show, to actually only a 30-minute show. And the reason I did that is, as a busy mom myself, I realized that it was really hard for me to do a whole hour. And also, you know, we're all busy moms, and I just really want it to be an encouraging message that we're coming across, but not something that takes up too much time in your day. So the show will only be 30 minutes long from now on, so that means we only have 10 minutes left rather than having another, you know, 40 minutes of the show.
But I wanted to give Vicki a chance to share what she can do to help us as Christian mom entrepreneurs and what she offers, because she has just recently, she's helped me over the last few months a lot, but she's just recently helped me with some things that helped me to systematize or put into action some specific ways of doing things in my day to help me get a little bit more organized and also to help me have a plan. So I want her to share some of the things that she can do to help you as well. So if you'd like to get in touch with her, you can at a later time.
Thank you, Alicia. Sure, and anybody can go to my website. It is thinkbeyondwalls.com, or you can email me at Vicki, V-I-C-K-I-E, at thinkbeyondwalls.com, too, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions. I do have a virtual organizing packages set up, and just like with you, Alicia, I am able to, we can use Skype to show products or to take a look at your space, or we can talk over the phone. All of my calls are recorded on a conference call line, so I encourage my clients to, when we're talking, to just sit and think, and if they want to write a couple bullet points, that's fine, but I really encourage them just to sit and think, because as busy moms, there are so many times that we don't take that thinking session time. That's what I call just to sit and do nothing but think about where you're going. So one of the biggest things that we would do is evaluate where you're at and then figure out what your struggles are, and then I would offer you some solutions. And I can get you motivated, but habit is the key. So you can be motivated, yeah. You can clean your whole office, but if you don't create a habit, if you don't put a system in place, it's not going to change what you're doing. You're going to get the same result. You're still going to get a messy space in a couple weeks or months. So I always have a follow-up call, whether that be a week or 2 weeks later, and it's usually just a half hour, but it's where are you at? How is it going? Is it working? Because then that's when you know you either need to tweak a couple things or you need to do something different. So that's probably the biggest thing I've been doing is a lot of virtual organizing. Locally, I do go out and do some group organizing as well. So I'll go into different groups, do speaking. I do speaking engagements and training workshops to help people get their office organized or their home organized. I have a lot of back-to-school specials that will be coming up here over the next month since we're getting geared up for that. I would say that's the majority of what I have done lately. A lot of it is just increasing that productivity, profitability, and performance, and it really does, you need a whole approach to it. You've got to have all the different pieces. It's not just, I got to organize my office and things are going to be great. It's where are you at in life? You've got to take a good look at what you're doing in life.
Yeah, so knowing what you want it to look like before you even start putting those things into place.
Right, exactly. And I have a book called The 7 Steps to Successful Weekly Planning. And in that book, it goes through those 7 steps, which the very first one is to reboot. You've got to start completely over, and you've got to accept that you're going to do things a different way, and you've got to commit to doing them a different way. And then you have to figure out, step 2 is vision, so you have to figure out what your vision is. And then you start putting systems in place and tracking and tweaking. But those first 2 steps are so important.
Yeah, totally. I understand that. I have Vicki's book, can attest to that, and can really see where if you try to do it out of order, it would just really, well, it might help you some, but in the long run, it's not going to help you as much as it could have.
Exactly.
Well, to wrap things up, I want you to be sure to visit Vicki's website. It is at thinkbeyondwalls.com. Or, as she said, you can email her at Vicki@thinkbeyondwalls.com. I think she's also on Facebook and on Twitter because we like to network and socialize. So find her on those platforms as well. And just to wrap up the show, I wanted to share a little bit more about what FaithLeaps is about and what's coming up. I have decided to start doing some weekly calls other than the Faithless Radio Show, to where I can interact a little bit more with those of you who are listening, who are reading the blog at faithleaps.com, or are interacting with us on our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/faithleapsbook, because ultimately I am writing a book, or in the process of writing the book, on the Christian Mom's Guide to Passion, Purpose, and Profit. And we are going to be just going through some of these things that I am going to be sharing in the book. And so this next week, I'm going to start doing a weekly call. I've been doing this a little bit on a monthly basis, but I'm moving it to a weekly basis because I really feel like the more you, when you really start to focus in on what it is that God's calling you to do and what it is that you want to share as a part of your passion and pursuing your purpose, and you wanting to profit from it, then you really got to get, as Vicki knows, you kind of got to take the bull by the horns and you got to start doing something, and you can't just sit around and wait for it to happen and come to you, because it just won't happen that way. So that's why I determined that, you know, it is something that people need on a weekly basis. So this next Tuesday night, starting at 7:30 Central Time, I'm going to do an hour free informational type question and answer type call for everyone, and it will be on TalkShoe, which is a similar platform to Blog Talk Radio. It has a great chat format that we can chat with each other, and you can also go back and listen if you're unable to be on the show, you know, on the call at the time that we're live. So I'd like to invite everybody to come over to that on Tuesday, next Tuesday, which is June 28th at 7:30 Central Time. Now, there will be information on the FaithLeaps website that I'm going to be getting up this afternoon on that, as well as on Facebook, so you can find the information there. And if you haven't signed up for our mailing list, you can do that at faithleaps.com. Right now, the list is my prep talk about getting ready to take a leap of faith. And so if you'll go over there and sign up, you'll get 12 days of prep talk. And I think Vicki's on that list, so she can tell you how that is. But I just really want to connect with as many Christian moms as I can who are looking to find their passion, their purpose, and to profit from that. So that's really my mission, is to help you. And I'm excited to have had Vicki on the show. I know she just has so much more knowledge than we can share in 30 minutes. And if you'd love to get organized and to really systematize your life, then you should definitely connect with her. Make sure you check her out on the website. Over on faithleaps.com, if for some reason you have a hard time finding her website or something, I have a direct link to her site there with her bio and some contact information. So you can find her in one way or the other. So thanks, Vicki, so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Alicia, for having me on. I really appreciate it, and it's just such an honor to be on there, and it was so good to see you this weekend. So hope to see you soon.
I know. We're going to have to plan something else because, you know, now that we kind of spoiled ourselves by seeing each other in the last 2 months, we're going to have to figure something else out so we can do it again.
Yes, absolutely. And I will vouch, this Faith Leaps that you have started, it has been just so refreshing to hear other people and their story of their faith leap. And I just think that this is going to go so far. So I'm so proud of you, and I'm just so excited to be on your show. And it's just an honor to be a friend of yours, Alicia. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, I will talk to you very soon. And thanks for being on the show. And thanks, everybody, for listening. You can go back and listen to the archives and listen to the previous shows if you've missed any. Thank you, and God bless everyone, and have a great day.